You know, there we have to, we are an Easter people. We find our hope in the resurrection of Christ. And in every age, there are difficult things that we experience in life. And what makes us different as followers of Jesus is that we see God's hand in our lives and celebrate the good. And we want to just take a few minutes to do that by asking the question, and thinking of this in your own parish, celebrate one thing your parish has done well during COVID by sharing it with us in the chat. And this won't be super easy, and I would prefer if we could just have people get on and tell us a story of something that's taken place in your parish. But I just invite you to celebrate something from your parish that you can be proud of as a parish staff, or as leaders in the parish that took initiative to reach out in some special way, to really celebrate that God is alive, that our faith is the most important thing in our lives, and we will get through no matter what comes at us in life, in our relationship with God, in and through that. So we wanna just take some time to celebrate. We are an Easter people, a people of hope. I remember a parish my wife and I first joined when we were married. And we joined the parish and we got our envelopes in the mail. And that was kind of our welcome to the parish. You know, we kind of joke like, well, I guess we're members now. We have our envelopes. A few years later, we moved and went to a new parish. And for 6 months, once a month at least, we got a phone call from the parish asking us to come to this morning welcome for new members. So it took at least 6 months of phone calls to finally get us to come to the welcome. Then we went to the welcome. There were some staff members and volunteers there. They had coffee and donuts. They had a 10-minute DVD that explained the mission of the parish and different parts of people that we would recognize, that being on staff or otherwise, and different events and activities that took place in the parish. The welcome was very different that we felt from those two parishes. And I think it is, we have to really look at the positive sides of our life, of our experience, and even in the midst of the craziness of our day and the divisiveness of our day, we have to, as Christians, find the joy, find the blessing, find the good, and point people toward the good, who is Jesus. So I just encourage you to think about and to share with us through the chat some ways that your parish, things your parish has done during COVID that have made a positive difference. Another way to think about it, and this is a resource that we'll share with you later today, a couple questions that might stimulate some thought are, where or when did God do something unexpected in your parish during this pandemic? What are ways the work of your parish that you're proud of in the past 9 months, things that your parish has done? So if anybody would be willing to write something in the chat, that would just help us celebrate as a diocese. And I would, a couple things come to mind for just the work here, because I'm, you know, come the week after our March 12th event, we were kind of like, now what do we do? What does this mean? What does this look like? How do we serve one another in the parishes of the diocese? We got a call from the Green River Health Department, and they asked if we would be willing to make phone calls to seniors around the Owensboro area. So I don't know, a dozen or 15 people from staff started making phone calls weekly to 20 to 30 seniors around the area. So it was a group of about 360 seniors. And those who did make those calls formed some neat relationships with some of the people that we reached out to. And that lasted for about 2 months, I think, through all of April and May and a little bit into June, when they said they had, you know, they were gonna not do it weekly anymore, and they didn't need our help. But that was one way that we just saw the Spirit moving, and some real hands-on ministry that a number of us really benefited from, and we were happy to be a part of. So I see a few others adding to the chat, please.
Yeah, there's a few coming in.
Yeah.
This one is from St. Thomas More. They went from no live streaming to now live streaming weekend masses with a volunteer video ministry team. And they said, Father Brad writes and records a midweek scripture reflection video that is sent out to all parishioners each week. So that's from St. Thomas More.
And yeah, and just for a second, Danny, let's just pause on that. A volunteer video ministry team. That's awesome. That's yeah, so right. exciting. One of the things in the document, Living as Missionary Disciples, which you're probably all really tired of, but in the Send section of that document, it quotes Pope Francis saying that in virtue of their baptism, all members of the people of God have become missionary disciples. All the baptized, whatever their position in the church or their level of instruction in the faith, are agents of evangelization, and it would be insufficient to envision a plan of evangelization to be carried out by professionals while the rest of the faithful would simply be passive recipients. The new evangelization calls for a personal involvement on the part of each of the baptized. So here, there's in hearing that story, just that volunteer step forward who may have some expertise, may work in video editing or things in their businesses, and here sharing that gift with the church, and now you know, that beautiful sanctuary at St. Thomas More can be broadcast around the area, and people can recognize and be a part of the celebration of Mass through that way. And then other things that you're
doing. We have more coming in. This one's from St. Pius in Owensboro. We have intentionally done some method of contact with our parishioners each month, from phone calls, cards, email messages, etc. And our youth program has successfully started small group meetings with our high school youth.
Awesome.
Yeah, here's another one from Our Lady of Lourdes in Owensboro. At Lourdes, we have also started a video ministry. It has been a great tool reaching folks at home in and outside our parish. And from Holy Name in Henderson, my parish, Holy Name, never quit providing food to those in need through our parish outreach. Here's another live stream. This one's coming from Holy Spirit in Bowling Green. Offering Mass via live streaming, we've purchased equipment and reached out, especially those who are homebound, love participating in their parish with their priest. From St. William and St. Lawrence in Davis County, small group started, Eucharistic procession, daily Mass, and adoration. That came in from Father Augusti. And this is from Benny Howell at St. Stephen Cathedral. The cathedral began making videos daily. These are reflections on the daily gospel reading, and most of the pastoral team take turns making this presentation. And those that are at home, those that are homebound, are not getting out at all, greatly love the daily live interaction. They miss it if we happen to have technical difficulties. And again, from St. Stephen Cathedral, parish outreach to the immediate streets within the vicinity of the parish itself. There was a small team that walked the streets with several small groups three times and one more to go. So they've been walking the streets and inviting people to church there. And this is from Peggy Patimpa. Our streaming helps those who can watch it. And for those who cannot, we mail out our bulletins along with the Liturgy of the Word. I have heard from many of them and they all appreciate it. We also have checked in with our members who are older. Father goes on Facebook Live often. Our parish celebrated a parishioner's 100th birthday by sending her many cards, flowers, and in our bulletin, of course. She received so many cards that she had not opened them all up by the next day. That's awesome. we have a lot. They're coming in a lot here, Jeff. Our pastor, Father Bruce Fogel, had our parking lot lined. Okay. And then at St. Joseph and Paul, we have launched Alpha and had a great response from team and participants. Also from St. Pius, we started a small group to Zoom Mass together with discussion after Mass.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
so telling, a lot of good examples. I think a lot of things to celebrate. Sure.
And as others come in, just jump in, Danny. I think being an Easter people, the people that are positive, a people that are warm and welcoming and going to look for the silver lining in the difficult times, this is what it means to, as part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to see the world from God's perspective. This morning I woke up and having prayer time and look out my window and there's this tree. It's just a beautiful big oak tree. The leaves are completely gone. The moon was just behind it. And it kind of lit up the branches. And I thought, you know, there's an empty tree that is just gorgeous and there's no leaves on it, but it's there. It's a living tree. And then to realize in 6 months that'll be filled with leaves and gorgeous in a different way. We need to be able to see, even in the death moments of life, the joy of the resurrection and the joy of what it means to follow Jesus and to be living in a time that we are, where people are hungry for something they don't know what. As a faith, we can reimagine how we can be communities that are full of joy, that are positive, that are warm and welcoming, that in a culture where there's so much isolation and division, where people can be welcomed for who they are as they come through the door. That's important. And taking time to celebrate the good things God is doing is so necessary at a time when there's plenty to fear, to be frustrated by, to feel like, where is this going? That's part of who we are as Christians. So are there some other stories to share? Yeah,
this is a great example of using what you got and thinking outside the box. You know, we all can offer different things. So this is a neat story. We had a family to donate a pig that we had prepared and gave to Hopkins County Food Bank. So that's unique.
Yeah.
And then also we sent letters of love to our homebound and nursing home residents, as well as socks, hand lotion, etc. That came from Father Carl in Madisonville, Christ the King. And then another one, again, this is from Holy Spirit in Bowling Green. We also live streamed the rosary. So not just mass, the rosary also Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. And from that, we received many comments. Happy to pray with someone. Children and adults can participate together. So it's another example of just something that families can enjoy together. You know, you just never know who's watching on the other end of that. And then from Sarah Brown, she says, Father Jagan has kept in close contact with our parishioners by mailing out numerous letters and utilizing our one call system. Religious Ed has continued via Google Meets. So again, just using technology and whatever the parish has and utilizing different ways to stay engaged with people and interacting with parishioners. A few more things to celebrate there. Thank you all.
Yeah, you bet. In every season, there is the gift of our faith. It should be positive. It should motivate us to be fully human and fully alive. And when we're in right relationship with God and we're living that way, we'll reflect that in everything that we do. And I think that's why this idea of personal discipleship and how we live and interact with others is so important. You know, each one of us have different natures. I'm an introvert on the Myers-Briggs scale, but because of my job, I've learned how some extroverted skills. But at the end of the day, when I put my feet up in my chair, I'm spent, and I need some alone time to re-energize. But it's important that we understand who we are, how we're made up, how we're being called as followers of Jesus to reflect this good news of God's love to the world in everything that we do and say. And it really requires us to know ourselves, to find the joy in life ourselves, so that overflows and is an example and model for others of what living faith means.
Here's a few more examples. This is another blessing. This one involving the school system. Christ the King School was open throughout the lockdown for parents of those working on the front lines. This has led to a renewal of our school and an increase in our numbers. So that's a blessing for Christ the King School. And then another one from Peggy Potempa. Doing RCIA online through Facebook groups, I have one adult and three children in there meeting separately, and that's at St. Henry Parish. RCIA through Facebook, who would have thought, right?
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, thanks so much, everybody, and for celebrating those moments. Real quick, just...
Yeah, one more came in from St. Pius the 10th.
Okay.
A group of St. Pius parishioners sent cards of encouragement and prayer to the 35-plus Ursuline sisters living in St. Joseph Villa out at Mount St. Joseph when they had to be quarantined in their rooms for 2 weeks, then 2 more weeks. 6 of the sisters died since November 1st from COVID. These sisters really appreciated the outreach. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, everybody. I know it's Not always easy to celebrate things that you're doing and patting your own back, but it's important to celebrate with one another and to see the good that is happening during this time so we can share that good news with others.